Safer in many ways. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. Safer teenagers? It goes against what people think about teens, but the statistics say it's happened. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tracks the changes. Fewer high school students are engaging in risky behaviors compared to their counterparts from the 1990s. The CDC's Howell Wexler.
One of the most dramatic examples of this progress is seatbelt use. The percentage of students who rarely or never wore a seatbelt has dropped from 26% in 1991 to only 10% in 2005.
Teens were also less likely to use alcohol and tobacco and have sex. But there still are things to work on. For instance, physical activity and dietary behaviors have not improved since the 1990s, and the percentage of teens who are overweight has grown dramatically. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.